Well, we're pleased to say that we have got Carolyn still in the studio. Managed to get through the traffic on a Friday night. Carolyn, thanks very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you. No, it's good to be here.
Now, what about that match on Saturday? We spoke to you before the game, didn't we? And everything there was a lot of optimism, a lot of hope, and it didn't quite work in the end, did it?
I mean, I fully support Paul. I mean, I know he's very keen to introduce some new faces.
And I think what would be very beneficial is to have lots more practices on the pitch so that when we do play at home, we're well versed on it, so to speak. So cost-saving wise, I'm obviously working ahead with that. I really think it'd be beneficial to do more practices, obviously, on pitch, so that when we play at home, they know exactly what they're doing. At fitness levels, you know, ballet, I think the agility and things like that's very important.
Yeah, can we see Richie Sutton in a pair of ballet tights, Barry?
not really, but hey,
but you know, referring back to the conference, it is very tough. It's a very tough league to be in, and it's very tough to get funding, and I think Paul is doing an excellent job, really.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about you, Carolyn, and the job that you're doing at the moment at Phil Mill between now and 7 here on Mansfield 103.2. We'll also be hearing from the Stags boss, Paul Cox, ahead of that game against Alfreton. Don't forget, there's a chance to win tickets for tomorrow's game against Alfreton, VIP tickets donated thanks to the club. And the question is, Barry, tonight?
What kit did Mansfield Town wear on Tuesday night at Lincoln?
The colours that they wore.
The colours that they wore.
At Lincoln.
Deliberate mistake.
01623 666 000 is the number to call. 01623. Carolyn Still. Carolyn, first of all, let's welcome you formally to the forum.
Thank you.
You're a debutant. And,
I am.
And first time here.
I'm sorry I'm a little bit despondent and stuff tonight, but it's been a really, really difficult week. And, you know, there's obviously investigations going forward going at the moment, but for me, I'm extremely shocked at what I've been finding behind the scenes. You know, the activity of perhaps upstanding citizens that are volunteering their time and things, and, you know, are very, very much Stags fans and come across that way, the proof... It says a completely different picture,
and I'm
very upset about it.
Yeah, we can't talk about specific cases. There's one that's ongoing at this moment in time. But the investigations are ongoing at Phil Mill for you.
Absolutely.
And they will keep going.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I've been working very late, and I'm physically extremely upset and shocked and disappointed for everybody out there, to be honest, that you know, people that have been put in a position of respect and trust of perhaps not being
perhaps not being as forthright as they could have been. Right, let's talk about it. When you came in to the job, was this one of the things that you knew you had to sort out, or is this something that has appeared, the financial side of it?
I knew that systems were in place and things like that, but I thought it'd be a case of tweaking. When you dig deeper, the problem is systematic across the whole of the club, really. I don't think people have necessarily taken their responsibilities seriously with running a business. It's been slightly shocking. I mean, it's not a problem now. I mean, we can move forward from it, but it's the accountability before. It's kind of, is it negligence or is it just, has it been done that way? As I said, I'm extremely sorry that I've come in here in this mood, but I've been working very, very hard, and the coming weeks will just will
show everything.
Well, there's an old saying, Caroline, it's a dirty job and somebody's got
Caroline.
To do it. Carolyn.
Go on, Barry.
And unfortunately, you've drawn the short straw.
You know, I've not drawn it, not at all. I think I just believe I'm in honesty and integrity, and I do believe this club can go forward. But it was pretty static for a reason, as I said, time will tell.
There's an old saying, isn't there, that, you know, football clubs aren't run as businesses. In most instances, do you think Mansfield can be run as a business then?
it has to be run as a business. I mean, everything proves that way. I mean, if you look at sort of the Deloitte, they did a very big piece about how a business should be run, and they based it on a particular football club. And I totally firmly believe that you've got to be removed slightly from the whole football scene, or else it's very easy to get caught up in it. And, you know, I think that's extremely important.
And do you think that's what's happened at Mansfield then, that people who aren't normally level-headed businessmen, etc., over the years have got caught up in the passion of football? And
perhaps, you know, I don't know. I'm just doing my best now. I'm going to pick up the pieces, and, you know, this, it's got to move forward. I mean, we've got the cup run. Hopefully that'll be really good, and it'd be really good if directors were kind of all on board, that, you know, we could get a really great run on it. And we've got to make sure that we put the systems in place and stuff to ensure that we can have the capacity at the ground that we need to, and you know, have people in place that are trustworthy and that have the club's interests at heart.
Because it has to be run as a business. Yeah, what sort of timescale are you looking for all this to be fixed? Because it sounds like there's quite a few deep-rooted fixes that need to be made.
Yeah, I'm doing it as quickly as possible.
Is that because the club, it has to be done as quick as possible for this club?
In what respect, sorry?
In for it to keep going and surviving.
Financially, I presume you mean?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, any business has to be self-sustainable, I believe, or else it's not a business. It's fledgling, isn't it? So it just takes one person to just be a little bit hard and a little bit ask the questions that need to be asked that perhaps aren't very nice, but I, you know, I'm truly doing my best, and for the benefit of, I see the club as a business, because it can only move forward if it's seen as a business. Because obviously the conference, it's a very tough league to be in, as you were saying before. If we don't have the funding like we do in other, you know, if we got into the league, things like that. But it's got to start with the club. It's got to start commercially. It's got to start in a business capacity. And we're just organising, sorting through things. And I've got some good people around me that are helping me do that. But to be honest, it's been extremely hard to see what I've seen.
Has what came with you when you were appointed, and what was seen in newspapers, did that make your job harder, or have you had to prove yourself a little bit harder to people?
No, I don't prove myself to anybody. I mean, I just do the best that I can. I mean, I've always worked extremely hard. I've academically, professionally, I expected to be, you know, slated for being a female coming in and things. And, you know, obviously you've got to work twice as hard to be taken seriously. But I kind of thought I'd have a better support system, which I've not had. And, I don't go onto the forums or anything like that. It's not, I don't want to take it personal. I'm literally just doing the best that I can, and really, I'm extremely shocked.
I really am shocked. I think you'd find on the forums you've got 90% support, to be perfectly honest.
I hope so. I've literally been working extremely hard, and it's, you know, sometimes it's you know, it's a very tough job, and I can cope with that. That's fine, but you've got to go a little bit backwards. I'm not saying years and years, but to go forwards, you've got to go backwards to figure out where it's gone wrong. And obviously that's what we've been doing. It's been a really hard month. But I've just stayed thoroughly focused. But this week is, you know, once we've collated information and things like that, it's been really shocking.
Can we just ask a straightforward question?
Of course.
We might not answer it. Does expenditure, therefore, at the club outweigh the income in basic terms at the moment? And is that something you think could be turned around?
Oh, the cost-saving aspects, as I said before, even down to match games. I mean, mainly our main income comes from, you know, match days. That's the only income, really, that we have. Have problems in other areas that are now being sorted out. But, you know, we really rely heavily on the fans. I know there's lots of different you know, fundraising events that occur within the community, but perhaps that doesn't come directly back to the club, and we're more than happy to support, but it's very important that, you know, we make this self-sustainable, because, you know, it's very easy to become back in a situation that you were in, I believe, you know, 14 months ago.
I'm surprised to hear you say that about the fans groups, because as I was under the standing, all the official fans group, all the money they raise does go straight to the club.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorting through financials that haven't ever been looked at.
Yeah. But are you saying long term that the income the football club could generate,
I just think everybody,
could outweigh the expenditure? You know.
Yeah, well, obviously I'm coming into this with that feeling, because it has to. It is, people, when people pay money, fans, you know, I'm talking in a business capacity, fans are customers, you know, and I've been overwhelmed at the state of how, you know, perhaps on every level, whether it be down to going and buying a shirt from the club shop or going through the turnstile, it's kind of who are you benefiting on not being particularly honest, because it's not the club, and it's, you know, it's self-interest, it's got to go out the window from now on.
Carolyn Still there, the chief exec of Mansfield Town. We'll talk more, Carolyn, between now and seven. We'll also hear us...
Rick Rayner, and their academy was absolutely fantastic. You know, they got lads in, and they taught them how to behave on and off the field, which is important, you know, and kept them well grounded.
I mean,
that's important, isn't it? That's what the Field Mill should be, and Mansfield Town should be doing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of separate entities, I think, going on at the moment, but ultimately, like you said, if you have an academy and things like that, it's got to be for the good of the club, and obviously the people that come to the academy from these schools are going to be very passionate Mansfield supporters, which it'd be great to be able to send them off to, you know, well, actually, when we're in the Premier League, you know, they'll be able to, you know, continue and develop and things like that. But there's, you know, there's a lot of funding out there, and we're extremely supportive and things, and We definitely, that's something we want to work with. So if you're free for coaching...
there you go, Mick. bit of an offer there, I think.
Talking about the academy side, apparently they played Notts FA represent...
So we're back into the final part of the Friday Night Football Forum here on Mansfield 103.2. Carolyn Still, Stags Chief Executive, is with us. And Carolyn, we've been talking a little bit about the state of the club, and you've been talking a little bit about it so far.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have to reiterate, there's been some really good, you know, people in place, and it's just about moving forward anyway now. You know, we've just got to move forward.
Mm. What about the ground? We can't go through an whole hour without talking about Field Mill and the ground.
Plan A, B, C, D.
Well, we're on to Plan C. We had Keith Haslam, Mansfield 103.2 this morning, saying that he's willing to sit down and discuss a 10-year lease with the club.
Well,
I mean, it should be good getting together and talking, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I wish he'd contacted us, really. We're still waiting to hear from him with regards to various communications that we've had, and we're very keen to move forward. You know, if it has to go to court, it has to go to court. Everyone wants to avoid that, but you know, communications need to be addressed, I think, and perhaps, you know, our solicitors need to be informed.
What is the ideal situation? I suppose it is getting the ground and being at Field Mill.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's such a shame, obviously, as I said before, to move it anywhere else. And everybody's keen to do that. Mm. So, yeah, you just need to go through the proper channels. You know, it's a legal case, and I can't comment too much about that.
On the actual
details.
But
I'd encourage to just go through the means of communications directly to the people that are involved.
Well, Barry, as we've said week in, week out, it just needs sorting, doesn't it? We just need to get everyone round a table and talking and get it sorted.
Well, it's got to be sorted because we're running out of time, you know. The Rainworth thing, I think that's no-go. I don't know what's happening there. It's planning problems there.
No. It's all in hand, and it's you know, we have to make these contingency plans, obviously. But you know, it's not ideal. Everybody just. I think it's in a perfect position for the good of the community. Yeah.
I just hope Mr. Haslam's come to senses and sits down and thinks about long term that, you know, he could have a few quid in his pocket, go and sit on the beach and forget it, you know, and let us get on with his football, and, you know, and treat us like human beings at a proper price, you know, that we can afford. You know, we're going through a recession, times is bad, gates are low. Come on, Keith. You know, help us out, mate.
Yeah, Tim, you were there with the Chad. You had a bit of a toupee spread about Rainworth, and it seemed like the community around there seemed quite receptive to the idea.
It's very hard to find one fan who is against the move. Everybody sees it as a contingency plan, and that it is all it is, and everybody sees that's all it is.
Yeah.
The people of Rainworth are quite happy for us to go there. Mansfield fans are quite happy to go there temporarily. It's a, you know, that's a win-win situation, and I can't really see that.
Move, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It is a temporary, it's a contingency plan, just while the, you know, Field Mill gets sorted. Everybody's confident we'll be at Field Mill for the next 100 years.
Well, let's hope that is the case indeed. Right, Mansfield Town boss Paul Cox. Game tomorrow, Mansfield against Alfreton. Carolyn, Paul Cox, you must be delighted with what he's been able to do with this side. He seems to have got together a good old unit on the pitch at the moment, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously I'm not going to comment on football on the pitch. I don't think it's appropriate. But, you know... It sometimes it takes some fresh faces, you know, that have their own ideas, and he has got a good, you know, got us in a good position, and he's very keen to move forward as well and introduce, you know, his own ideas and things. Obviously, you inherit whatever you're given, and it takes time sometimes to filter it through. But I do think he's very committed, and you know, his wife's. Helping it really needs to be a kind of family culture within the club, and you know, that's been the case before, and that's got to continue, you know.
Absolutely. Tim, tomorrow Alfreton, they're going to come like a wound.